From National Public Radio, I'm Lisa Simeone with NPR World of Opera. That's the national anthem of Austria, adopted by the country in 1947. The requirement for the new anthem was that it be a song of hymn-like character. So where did that hymn-like song come from? This Masonic song from 1791 has long been attributed to Mozart, and it could have been written by him. After all, Mozart was a Freemason, and he wrote a lot of Masonic music. Some of it he composed expressly for the Masonic lodge he belonged to. Some of it, though, was more subtle, hidden, in fact, in an opera. Mozart's The Magic Flute is full of Masonic symbolism, but you don't need to know that to enjoy the work. It's brimming with joy, good humor, and just about everything from the sublime to the ridiculous. Washington National Opera General Director Placido Domingo loves it.
It's Mozart in all his splendor, you know, all his geniality, and it's one of the perfect operas. And this production was particularly good. So an enjoyment, a total enjoyment. Every time I see The Magic Flute, and what can you say, I mean, about such a genius? Is there any day in the world then there is not an opera of Mozart play? I doubt it. I mean, it cannot be, and that's amazing.
Mozart's The Magic Flute, starring Andrea Rost, Amanda Pabian, Michael Schade, and Rod Gilfrey, in a production by the Washington National Opera, conducted by Heinz Fricke, on this edition of World of Opera from NPR.